In case you're curious about my story, how I've used amino acids in recovery, is when after my friend had died, I wrote the letter to myself saying I was going to try everything in 1 year. If I was still depressed, I would kill myself. First thing I tried was antidepressant. It didn't really work because I had to keep upping the dose. It was just a bad news bears going on. When I tried to get off the antidepressant, I was like, okay, this isn't working, so I'm going to stop taking it. That wasn't very smart because I stopped taking it. The next day I went to an internship. I walked in about mid-afternoon. Everyone's like looking at me, what's going on? I was just in severe pain. I started walking home. Halfway to my house, I started crying. I walked into my house. I was trying to walk to the kitchen. I fell on the ground. I stared at the ceiling for 2 hours while telling myself to get up, and I couldn't get up. So I had to go back on the antidepressant. Reading books like Mood Cure by Julia Ross, Depression Free Naturally by Joanne Matthews Larson, and through those books, I found you can take 5-HTP, tryptophan, and these supplements to get off antidepressants. So I started taking those, I started changing my diet, and I was able to get off an antidepressant without too severe of withdrawal. Then after that, I just started experimenting with everything. I went crazy. You don't have to go crazy like I did, but I tried every supplement you can think of to see which one would work for me. These are the things I've been taking lately. Those are the essentials, and then I've been doing a SAMI experiment just to see how it affects me personally based on my histamine blood test. Then I've also tried No Flush Niacin, Rhodiola, 5-HTP, there's tyrosine, tryptophan, lithium orotate, L-theanine, niacin, L-phenylalanine, phenylalanine, and GABA. So you don't have to try all these. I just try them out because I like to experiment with myself and I wanted to be able to try it, see the effects, and talk intelligently about it to you guys. So first things you want to take, if you're low in catecholamines, the tyrosine, low in serotonin, the 5-HTP, if those don't work, the tryptophan and phenylalanine, and then if those aren't going to work, SAMe is an excellent choice as well as St. John's wort. Main thing is just start with those ones most likely to work. Those are 9 times out of 10 going to be effective for you. If those don't work, move down the line so you don't have to experiment and waste as much time as I did. It came down to me taking tryptophan at night to sleep, and in the morning taking tyrosine and later on phenylalanine to give me the motivation and energy to function throughout the day. That combined with a good diet, I was no longer depressed and I could feel things again. I could look at a sunset and enjoy it again, and I wasn't depressed. I was healthy and happy. I was a normal person. I could go out and do things. Another key point is after every time you take a full bottle of these supplements, try not taking them. Could be you've restored the levels in your brain and you don't have to take the amino acids anymore. I went for a long period of time where I didn't take any of the amino acids because I didn't need to. But if you stop taking them and then you fall back into a depression or no motivation again, all you have to do is retake them and bring yourself back up. An example of this is I was doing car sales and I was working like crazy trying to, you know, be the top guy and outsell everybody, and I got really burnt out, and then I actually quit that to be able to focus full-time on Dominate Depression. When I quit, I was so burnt out, I think I had adrenal fatigue, I couldn't get out of bed. It had been 2 weeks after I quit. I was laying in bed. I couldn't do anything. And I realized, look, you haven't done anything in 2 weeks. Something's going wrong. So I started taking tyrosine again every morning and in the afternoon, taking 1 or 2, sometimes even 3 pills of tyrosine a day. This, after about 3-4 days, I was back functioning normal and I was able to prepare for my trip to move to Thailand. Now I'm in Thailand, I don't take the tyrosine anymore because if I take it now, I get jittery. It's too much. Every now and then, I'll just take a little phenylalanine because I don't have to take anything at all anymore because the tyrosine brought my catecholamines back into balance and got me out of that stress and that adrenal fatigue, and I'm back to normal. So that's the perfect thing about these amino acids is they don't cause dependence. They don't make you have to take them every day, and if you stop taking them, you're going to fall on the ground and stare at the ceiling for 2 hours. Thing with amino acids, you can take them until your body's restored, and then you don't have to take them anymore. And then after that, if you start to feel yourself slip a little bit, get a little depressed, or you can't get out of bed again, you just start taking those amino acids once more, bring yourself back, you stop taking them. This is a more long-term solution. It's repairing your actual neurotransmitters. It's going to last you the rest of your life, and you don't have to be on medication or taking pills all the time. So I want you guys to look at these amino acids, see which ones you need, start to experiment with your biochemistry, go after the most likely solution to work first, and try this out. It changed my life. I hope it changes yours as well.